The first question asked in the New City Catechism, NCC, is this: what is our only hope in life and death? The answer is that we are not our own, but belong, body and soul, both in life and death, to our God and to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Personally, I have benefited from and delighted in rediscovering catechisms. Growing up, I was convinced it was something only my Roman Catholic friends did. But in recent years, both as the result of receiving a physical copy of the NCC and joining a Presbyterian church, I have experienced the positive effects of a question and answer approach to outlining one's faith. Memorization is hard work, but it forces you to turn over these truths in your mind, reflecting on and revisiting them regularly. Ultimately, the aim is that they will nestle in the heart, reassuring the believer throughout her life. Translating the New City Catechism for Africa. In recent months, I have frequently reflected on the first and last questions of the New City Catechism. For both consider the Christian's hope. And because these have encouraged me, I believe they will serve others. So we've undertaken to translate the first question into a few different African languages. Writing in the 18th century, one of Charles Wesley's hymns goes thus: "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace." My prayer is this, that many African tongues would recite these truths, rejoicing in our God's great glory and resting in God's glorious promises. The next step. In conversations with Christians from around the continent, I have been overjoyed to learn that translations of the historical catechisms and creeds exist and are being employed. In fact, it was my discovery of a Swahili translation of the Westminster Confession of Faith that gave me the idea to pursue this project. That process has resulted in unearthing a full translation of the New City Catechism in Xhosa. In addition, an entirely new translation in Swahili is in process. As we publish this article, we are in conversation with both African translators and Crossway about providing our continent with this great resource in their own languages. Oh, indeed, for a thousand tongues to sing and recite the triumphs of our God's grace.